Hi, everyone. This is Wise Women, and Kathleen Francis hosting this wonderful show that gives us the opportunity to talk with outstanding people and women with wisdom that can share something to bring insight to our lives, make our lives more effective living in this strange time that we all find ourselves in. Myself today, as I was driving, I must say I had this thought. I've been sitting with a lot of regrets, so I don't know. I'm going to be interviewing a wonderful woman that always lifts my spirits, but what I heard in my head was, you know, the threads of our regrets are like this rope that ends up choking our future. And, you know, I think I'll make a t-shirt out of it or some damn thing. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood today, so you'll have to bear with me. My normal jovial self is on hold at the moment. But today we have a wonderful woman by the name of Michelle Phillips, not the singer. She's just as pretty, but not that one. And Michelle is the developer and the facilitator of the Christ Ray Healing Technique and the Heart Soul Theta Healing Technique. And from her new book, The Creator Heals, she has taught that both of those systems worldwide. She's an amazing teacher, and she does individual sessions and does workshops that are just absolutely mind-boggling. So she's an internationally renowned intuitive healer, speaker, teacher, author, and workshop facilitator. And she's appeared on various radio and TV shows worldwide, besides our wonderful podcast here on PRN. She's the author of five wonderful books: The Creator Teaches, Heal, The Creator Heals, and her most recent book, The Creator, Archangels, and Masters Speak on the Cosmic Ascension and the Light at the End of the Tunnel. Is there one? Oh my God, I'm going to certainly ask Michelle plenty about that today, because according to her, she said that the collective dark night of the soul that we're obviously in, that there absolutely is light at the end of the tunnel. So, it's not news. We're in the strangest era ever. I mean, those of us that are older and wiser have the perspective of knowing what life was like in the 40s and 50s. And it's such a consciousness shock to be reflecting back on our childhood and seeing, you know, what's happening today. So Michelle has the ability to do many things in her healing techniques. She shifts the mental, emotional, physical, and cellular genetic DNA by using past life regression and other modalities to find the frame of reference that is causing your conflict today. So these conflicts are things that arise as a relationship, struggles and illness and frozen emotions and depression and low self-esteem, loneliness, all those phobias and things that we love to deal with in this life. So with that, please allow me to introduce Michelle Phillips, and we are looking forward to shifting today some things that are brought forward, because in addition to her incredible work, her son who passed away about 5 years ago,
almost, yeah,
she has been in connection with him as well, and he assists her now in her work, in her sessions, and in her workshops. With that said, please welcome Michelle Phillips.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's an honor to be here with you. You know how much I love you and respect you. And I'm so grateful that for the work that you're doing in the world. And as long as I've known you, it's always been your intention.
Yes,
to heal
that
yourself
is true.
And
yes,
to and make others a difference in the world.
That's what we're trying to do. And of course, you know, we have this show because of Gary Null, and he daily makes that difference. He's so brave. I just, at times I'm amazed at the things that he does and how effectively he runs his life. I'm jealous of how efficiently he runs his life. But some of it'll run off on me one of these days. But with this, kind of presence of today's energy, and I was referring to these things on your website about, I know we wanted to talk about past life regression and these things that seem
first, I want to talk a little bit about all the gifts that we have inside of us.
Oh, good.
Just waiting to be awakened or activated. I mean, you know a little bit of my story. You know, I'm dyslexic and don't even read a lot, or haven't, you know, still don't. But I've always been a channel. Spirit has always been with me. Like, my first memory of living before is about 3 years old. So I've always been able to read people, but I didn't know I was reading people.
Because that was your normal.
It was, yeah. So then in 2004, the Creator channeled this book through me, The Creator Speaks, and it was so far ahead of its time. I mean, now it's what's going on in the world, but I'm a
channel. Isn't that an incredible validation?
Oh my God, it's amazing, yeah.
I've read that book. I read it and reread it. It's awesome.
It's Go incredible. Ahead. Yeah. So when I started channeling it, I was blown away. After the first day, I was like, oh my God. And I knew that it was the Creator, but I didn't know what his channel was, just automatic writing. And then I sat down every day with the Creator, and she would bring more information through. So in the book, the Creator talks about how his heart opened, and he calls his heart Sophia, which is a feminine aspect of him. So the book was done with both the male aspect of God or Creator and the feminine. So both sides of it. So I'm talking about that because never, ever, ever in my life did I think I would be an author. And now I have 5 books.
I know it's channeled. Can I tell a secret?
Yeah.
I don't know if ever, because when you ever would write me things on the email, you were not a good writer.
I'm not.
You're really not. You are dyslexic. And that book is written magnificently.
It is.
Oh, yeah. My
gosh. It's life-shifting, it really
You know,
is.
And I mean, I'm laughing, and I'm not insulting you. I don't mean to insult you, but your writing cannot compare to the books.
So my boyfriend just told me that this weekend. He said he knows the books are channeled because that's not me. So I'm not insulted. I mean, I really do honor God, Spirit, Creator, you know, the Christ. It's an amazing time to be on the earth, as you know, and although it's a challenging time to be here, because my experience is everything we've ever gone through in any lifetime is up for us right now to heal, to shift. And the Creator talks about there is no past, present, future. And I've been doing past life work for a lot of years, and it just started coming through me. So anything that's going on in this lifetime has a frame of reference someplace else. So when we can go back there and shift it, find it, heal it, and I mean heal it by clearing it from our consciousness, our bodies, our cells, our tissues, organs, all of that. And then we do soul retrieval, bring the aspects of you that were stuck there back into now, and it closes a pattern of it. So when I'm working with people that go, oh my God, you know, that's the same stuff I'm going through in this lifetime, because this is a lifetime of completion.
This one is right now?
Yeah, it is.
And that's why it's so frickin' hard?
That's why it's so challenging.
I would have used another word besides frickin', but I think I would be, they'd have to beat me.
We get the message.
Gary would, you know, end my show. I can't swear.
So then about 5 years ago when my son left, it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my life. And Mother Mary came to me the day he passed, and I was so torn up, I didn't know if I was going to get through it. And she said, I know what it's like to lose a son. No. She said, I lost mine. And then Frank immediately started making contact with me. And Frank had a great sense of humor, and he still does. Mm. So then in my workshops, you know, that year, I would be working with someone and, you know, afterwards to have them share, and they'd go, well, Frank said, and I'm what?
The people were hearing him too.
Yeah. He has seen him and whatever, he's working with him.
Wow.
So now he always works with me in my private sessions and in workshops. So the work that comes from me a lot lately is definitely the DNA. going into our ancestral karmic DNA systems and into the bloodline. So Frank, when we go into a person's heart and we clear the pain and from this lifetime, other lifetimes out, then he goes further with his beloved in spirit, and her name's Lyrica. So then they go further into the heart and into the center of the soul. Mm. And they just start opening those Akashic records up. Mm. And as they do, then they go into the bodies and pull any of the energies connected to whatever the records are out of the bodies and systems. And sometimes those records are so far back that they cannot even be read in this lifetime.
Oh, my word. And your son passed away through medicine that they gave him that killed him, which, of course, Gary, one of his documentaries is Death by Medicine.
Yeah.
And
Gave him an antibiotic he was allergic to.
And boom, dead. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It was. And I also knew that it was his time, that that was a doorway that he could leave through. And even though I knew that, you know, it was just so devastating.
Of course.
And then his wife, you know, wanted to have autopsy and everything done anyway. There was just huge, you know, whatever we went through.
Oh, to sue.
Traumatic, yeah.
Any of the, you know, it's like a...
Yeah, it is. And I just said to her, I will support her in every way I can, but I can't spend the rest of my life in a wrongful death suit.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. And he's with me all the time, and yet I still really miss him on the earth.
Oh, of course.
So I got the name of the book we were going to do together the day Mother Mary came to me and held me. And it was Surfing Through Heaven's Doorways, because Frank lived in Hawaii and he was surfer. The ocean was his life. So when he passed, then they started taking me up to the spiritual realms. And this is important because, you know, Jesus is my main man, not through church or religion. He's just always been with me and taught me my work. So when I was taken up there, I got to understand or experience what it's like when we leave this world. But I was taken into this place. It's almost like sitting by the ocean in these really easy chairs. So Jesus was there. I was in the middle. Frank was there. And Jesus was showing me our world. And it's like if you could imagine the ocean, like at sunrise, sunset, and all these beautiful, beautiful colors. So I've seen all these beautiful dimensional colors. It was amazing. And then I could see little, I could see crystals, colored crystals coming up. And Jesus said to me, see those crystals? That's the awakening that's happening on your planet now. And then this last week when I was taken there, crystals are huge. Just huge. So that is the awakening that's happening. Hmm. And anytime you have light that's so high, you're going to have the shadow. It activates any of the shadow.
Yeah, I've had visions of that myself.
So we're definitely in a dark night of the soul, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we are the light. As we continue to shift our consciousness, who we're not, and move more into our Christ, I am, whatever, Bodhisattva, whatever you want to call it, you know, and to come together collectively, we're shifting the whole consciousness of the world. Mm. So I know I'm talking a lot. Sorry.
No, that's why you're on the show.
And people, the other thing they've showed me is like so many people are leaving the earth right now. So many of all ages. And when they do, it's like because we are each other, because the Creator has shown me in the higher dimensions, we are one cell. We call ourselves souls, but we're really one cell consciousness. So if we could imagine we split from that one cell and we're down here as souls doing whatever our soul needed to do to clean out karmically. So as those souls are leaving now, and we are aspects of them, they're shifting us collectively through the ascension, through all these doorways of light. And again, whenever the light is that high, it's going to activate anything that's needs to be healed individually and collectively.
It makes sense, but it sucks.
So everything that's been hidden is coming to the surface, individually, collectively, in the world, so that we can take our power back from it. Taking our power back in our own lives and the power back in what's going on in the world.
Wow.
And we have a choice of where we want to put our energy. And for me, it's putting it in the light, really staying in the higher vibrations of who we are.
All right. Do you want to tell us how to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Because, you know, it's like, it's difficult because, you know, you do a lot of reflective work in order to heal that so that our present moment has more freedom. But I know I had a session with you, oh, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago, and it was very uncomfortable because of dredging up those past life incidents and knowing, feeling
absolutely
that shitty stuff. And, you know, it's difficult to kind of get in touch with what those things are. And a lot of people prefer to just ignore and avoid. And, you know, so then it just, things just persist.
And they do, and ignoring and avoiding it, the creator talks about, then the emotions connect to it, get frozen. They end up frozen in the body. The body starts shifting, closing down with sickness, disease, and all of that. But it's just frozen emotions that need to be healed. So as we go into past lives and bring it up, we're bringing the energy of it up to really be able to clear or to release from us. And every time we do, like you said, we have more light inside of us. Every time we do, we're moving into higher vibrations of ourselves. So, you know, if you would like, I will show people very quickly how to do that.
Yes, please.
Like how to really start the day in the morning with spirit.
Oh, what a great idea. Thank you.
So it's a really quick meditation, and it just takes a few minutes to do it. So you don't, no one has the excuse, I don't have time. So I do it before I get out of bed in the morning. So we're just going to imagine ourselves going through the root, you know, between our legs, up through our whole body, out our core, and out the top of our head, out the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is your DNA connection to source, to mother, father, God, creator, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. You know, God or spirit says, I don't care what you call me, just call me. And where they've been taking me now is what I call beyond the beyond. So beyond the new world, beyond the new earth. I mean, that's all agreed upon energies. So they're taking us even beyond that now. Again, what they're calling beyond the beyond. So just imagine again, as we're going through the root, up through our whole core, out the pineal gland, your DNA connection to source energy, moving as high up as you can imagine into that beyond the beyond. And just say, you can say it with me, Mother, Father, God, Creator.
Mother, Father, God, Creator.
The I am of all that is.
The I am of all that is.
I now set the intention.
I now set the intention.
And command.
And command.
That every cell of my body.
That every cell of my body.
That all consciousness.
That all consciousness.
Unconsciousness.
Unconsciousness.
Collective consciousness.
Collective consciousness.
Subconsciousness.
Subconsciousness.
Of my being.
Of my being.
Now awakens.
Now awakens.
Knows and remembers.
Knows and remembers.
That I am safe.
That I am safe.
To release.
To release.
And clear.
And clear.
All karmic agreements.
All karmic agreements.
And contracts.
And contracts.
And to know.
And to know.
That my heart is your heart.
And to know that your heart is my heart.
My mind is your mind.
My mind is your mind.
And I now experience all life.
And I now experience all life.
From the divine essence.
From the divine essence.
Of the oneness.
Of the oneness.
The I am.
The I am.
The Christed.
The Christed.
Of all that is.
Of all that is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is done.
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 How's your body feeling?
A lot better than when I started.
Yeah. And that is so easy to do. So that way you're starting your day where your higher self is connected to the higher self of, you know, of source, of God, creation, again, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually feel the energy coming down into your body. It's like the light activates your cells out of the karmic stuff, but in the higher essence of who we are.
Wow.
And we always say command because we are the commander of our life. You know,
yes.
we have a choice.
Yeah.
And then thank you. It's done. It's done. It's done. Because in the higher dimensions, it is. And we're just bringing it down here now. So whatever your beliefs are, you know, if you're a Buddhist, I mean, spirit doesn't care.
Right.
You know, just make a connection daily. It's not about a judgment of any religion or any belief. It's
right.
just connecting to the source of who we are.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Creator has, you know, shared in the Creator Speaks is the earth is a hologram. And we're playing out all these end times simultaneously at the same time. So you might have one person in one belief or religion or whatever it is. So it's not right or wrong. Everyone is completing what their soul needs to do karmically in this lifetime. So when we really understand that, we're going to look at other people and not feel the judgment, just, you know, feel like, okay, you know, that's what their soul needs to learn.
Yes.
In this lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I do understand. I do understand that because,
right.
you know, I've recently connected with someone that, you know, you could be judgmental about
mm-hmm.
his life, his history, mm-hmm. his past. And I noticed that, and I guess that's an acknowledgement for my own evolution, but I have no judgment about,
isn't that beautiful?
I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like exactly what you said. I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is his path, whatever
it
that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because of societal, you know, convictions or
judgments
having
yeah.
a point of view that, oh, this is not good. That's not, you know,
uh-huh.
it's just not there. I'm fascinated by observing his journey
mm-hmm.
and embracing and acknowledging that that really is
right.
his perfect path.
And what we can do is really hold the light and love for people that the journey is more difficult than ours. In
well,
this
yes.
lifetime.
Yes.
And, you know, I've worked with a lot of people with addiction, and I've never worked with one person that's an addict or alcoholic or, you know, whatever it is, that was an incredibly gifted old soul.
Yes.
And what I mean by that old soul is they've been around the block a few times and they've come down in this lifetime for whatever reason. Maybe they had judgments in a lifetime of other people that were addicts. So in this lifetime, they get to experience the other side of it.
Wow.
But it's really a lifetime of completion.
Wow. Interesting.
I just want to tell the story. Years ago, I'd moved to Chico, California, because my granddaughter was there. And I just, at that time, rented this little studio apartment because it was temporary. And behind it was this alleyway. And there was this man, young man, schizophrenic, and he'd go by there every day about the same time, cussing, I mean, just out of it. And I found myself really irritated. And I'm up one day looking out the window at him, and Mother Teresa comes up next to me, and she barely came up to my shoulders. And she goes, just look at that. That's someone's little boy. Someone's son. Mm. And my heart just went, oh, my God. And, of course, I thought of my son, you know, other little boys. And from that moment on, I felt like I was this man's protector.
Oh, my.
When I would hear him coming down there, you know, I would just look out and he would always lay down in the grass kind of and take a nap at that time. And then I would just feel the love for who he was and his journey and what he's agreed to go through. And I just felt like I was wrapping light and love and safety around him.
And how smart of him to lay on the grass to get
right.
grounding because, you know,
yeah.
Mother Earth has
yeah.
its own profound healing energies that
absolutely.
We can access if
mm-hmm.
we go through the process of what it takes to do that. Yeah.
The earth is one of the greatest healers. Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of the earth, you know, in the ascension, we've ascended before, but this is the first time we're taking our planet with us.
What?
We're all ascending together.
Wow. Because Mother Earth is a sentient being.
She is, absolutely. And, you know, the Creator talks about we're the cells of the planet.
Mm.
And just like we are one with each other, you know, the planets are aligned with each other also. So their souls are in communication with each other, just like we as souls are in communication with each other. And so planets that are already enlightened are holding the light also for Mother Earth as she shifts all these dimensions.
Yeah.
It's just such an amazing time to be here. And there's so much. You know, years ago when I was doing this work, like 30 years ago, I was living in Hawaii and thought I knew a lot spiritually at that time. Now I have to laugh. You know, there's just so much. I don't know anything.
Oh,
you
know, I know. The more we know, the more we know. We don't know.
Absolutely.
Anything. Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And the more we get out of our own way, you know, spirit's going to guide us intuitively. We're really moving into that knowingness where when I started my work many years ago, you know, Jesus would say, go here, do this. He guided me step by step. And now we're shifting out of that and we just know. Like when we're in spirit, we don't use a language with each other.
Right.
It's a language of love, but we just know. We communicate with
each
other. So that's what we're moving into right now. And our body already has the memory of it. As I'm speaking to you, Spirit is showing me that the cells have a memory of that. So as we're clearing out who we're not, we're moving more into that knowingness and into our body really being the instrument of knowing through our feeling aspects of ourselves.
Wow.
So really moving more and more into that higher aspect of ourself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I recently watched an hour and a half video of someone who died and had, you know, they're always such interesting disclosures, you know.
Yeah. And everyone's different.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. He really saw a lot of what hell looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, he, in telling the story, he was so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he saw Jesus and described, you know, all of that. And, you know, but, you know, the when you say there's light at the end of the tunnel, it's like sometimes I listen to, you know, how lovely it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, you know, and then there's that country western song. Everybody talks about heaven, but it was God. I can't remember that cute lyric, but and how eager they are to go. But you know, sometimes it's like I think, God, I wish I could just get a little more joyful because
but Kathleen, you've had that experience last year when you were sick.
Yes.
You were there. You were home. You experienced it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to do, you know, and I feel like when I say it, it's kind of like, oh, we've heard that so much, but really to co-create heaven on earth, to move into those aspects ourselves. And if we don't have those experiences, we don't even know what we're looking for or where we're supposed to go. But when we have that experience, we want more of it.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
And I've experienced that darkness that this man was talking
about.
Yes. Yeah, I did.
You know.
Which seemed like it was in hell.
Yes.
But for me, you know, what I've been shown, it's like it's a dimension.
Yes.
And what the Creator talks about in the Creator Speaks, souls that have really been dark, like Hitler.
And saw Hitler.
Yeah. And those dark beings, it's like they are taken into what the Creator calls a planet, but it's a frequency, not a solid planet like ours is. And they have so many of the light beings that are there, and they're constantly mirroring this light back to the dark ones, or what, you know, those that have been dark on the earth, until they get to a place of pain and remorse, and they can experience what they've done to others. And until that, they can't move into the higher dimensions of light. And then when they do that, when they really get it, then they have guides that can take them into the higher dimensions of light or God. But until then, they're in this darkness.
Well, the thing that I don't know if others have, you know, reflected on this, but that lack of remorse for any bad, and that compulsion to do more bad things, the enormity of what that means, you know, that's you know, it's, and I look at that and I realize, I mean, coming from the entertainment industry, I know how protected I was because I could have been a Me Too because mm-hmm. I was so naive, mm-hmm. so innocent
yeah.
when I left that little town in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lord only knows. I mean, the yeah. things, the horrendous things that we know go on.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, that I was listening to some of the, you know, the practices of the, you know, the Masonic evil right, things that yeah. they do. And mm-hmm. it's all directed at gaining power. Mm-hmm. It's energy and power that they get from doing these rituals.
And what they do is they take our light and energy, where spirit has shown me the shadow ones, dark ones, whatever you want to call it, don't have any power on their own. They feed off of us. And if we block, because their light keeps them alive, it expands them.
Well, I'm a little bit confused.
Okay. So the dark ones, okay, look at Hitler.
Yes.
Okay, mind control. And there's so much yes. of it going on in our world
oh,
right now.
Oh, God, I know.
Like
the techniques.
Mind control, emotional control, AI, thought form projections, oh. all of that
yeah.
is going on.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, I just stay in the higher essence of it. But the dark ones don't have power on their own. Like, if they were just existing in the darkness, there's no energy that keeps them going. So our light is like a kind of windmills or whatever.
Battery pack.
Yeah, battery. Yeah, that's a great word for it. Yeah, that really assists them to contain, you know, the darkness or whoever they are to go forward.
Mm.
Because look at Hitler, and I'm going back to that.
Yes.
The mind control.
Oh, God, you know? Yes. He yeah. mastered that whole system.
Through fear.
Fear, correct.
Fear. And what's going on our planet right now?
Fear.
Yeah. So we need to really stay beyond it and into the love of God or spirit. And we can do it. You know, if you start your day, like just that little exercise I was.
It is a good exercise.
It is. So your cells are turned on. Oh, this is who I am. You start remembering who you are.
Yes.
And if you do it every day, it's a cumulative.
Oh.
And then your system starts becoming stronger and stronger. Where years ago when I was working with people, you know, I would take their energy into me, you know. And as you build your energy so strong, there's no place that energy is going to be able to come into you here. Yeah. And that's what we want to do.
Oh,
absolutely.
Boy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, and we can do it. It's what we signed up for in this lifetime.
But, you know, I really feel, you know, it's like, and Gary goes into great detail about intentional communities.
Mm-hmm.
I feel now more than ever, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, years ago it was like, you know, all the hippie communes and things yeah. like that. You know, the difficulties of living in community is very, very difficult.
It is. I know.
I'd rather stay, my objective is a little cabin in the woods with just the birds and the animals. I would be such a happy person,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we do need each other
and
we do need the support of people, especially like yourself. And I think that we literally daily have to do some things that actually make the energy that we're wanting to embody mm-hmm. stronger and more present in our consciousness
yeah.
because there's so much around us that can take us in a different direction.
So the creator talks about our etheric body, the collective body, energy body, has a collective DNA system. And that's what my book, The Creator Heals, is all about.
Ah.
So everything, all my books and everything come from my own healing process, maybe except for The Creator Speaks. That was mind-blowing. You know? But I will go through something, and then Spirit wants me to put it into a book form. So The Creator Speaks, 5 DNA activators. So mm-hmm. in this book, The Creator was showing me through my experience
yes.
that the etheric body has a collective DNA system, and it's always like, feed me, feed me, feed me. So it's always, always matching and merging with its environment. So when you understand that, you can unplug from this world and the environment or negativity just by going up and or listening to music or something positive, then your whole system's going to match and merge with that instead of the negative or fear energy.
Mm-hmm. I wish everybody could see the beautiful book covers. The colors are exquisite and just gorgeous graphics. And let's tell everyone about your books, if you wouldn't mind. Take a little tiny.
Okay. Well, The Creator Speaks is the one that came through me, and it just, there's so much information.
Oh, there is.
It's just amazing. And even now when I open it, I'm going, oh my God, did I write this? It's like, it's so amazing.
No, it wasn't you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it came through me. And then The Creator Heals is the process I went through, because I went through years ago, like 30-something dark night of the soul. And at the time, I didn't know I was going to live through it, but Jesus, my whole team was with me. And so that's when I went into that hell experience. So I really have an understanding of it. And then they're showing me the dimensions of it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was in Sweden up north working, and a woman had gone through something similar to what I'd gone through. And she was promoting me. She kept talking about it. I said, I've got it. I know it. I understand it. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
And then when I got back to Stockholm, the Creator was showing me that my system had matched and merged with hers.
Oh.
And then that's how she was showing me, okay, how to move out of it and move in, match and merge with a higher light.
Okay.
So the Creator says, it's like, feed me, feed me, feed me. The etheric body is collective, and it's always looking for an energy to connect with.
Yes.
Collective DNA.
Yes. Yeah. I feel those urges myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I need a partnership connection to generate and create from.
Right. Yeah.
And so I understand that urging that you're
right.
speaking of. I haven't really, your website address is?
Soulsawakening.com.
Soulsawakening.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they can see how to purchase your books.
Correct.
Do sessions, workshops.
My new book with my son is not on there. My website needs to be updated, but it's still a lot of the work that I'm doing.
I know, it's hard to be in those higher dimensions and then deal with third dimension stuff. That's always hard for all of us.
And the book, The Creator, Archangels, and Masters Speak on the Cosmic Ascension, came through me, and I decided I wasn't going to do another book after three books. And I'm standing in the kitchen, and Archangel Michael came up behind me. And
I wish you'd come up behind me.
He was around me a lot and wanted me to transcribe something. I said, of course. So I sit down and write it down, you know. Next day comes up again, wants me to write something. And then I got the name of all these different masters and angels. And I went, oh my God, this is a book. So they came
they tricked
into
you.
The back door. Yeah. So this book came through really easily. And it's about what's going on in our world right now.
Oh, wow.
And the positive aspects of it. So Kuan Yin, Mother Earth, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, the Creator, so many of the different beings, of course, Jeshua, Jesus, and Magdalene, you know, are speaking. Who else here? Yeah, Michael, light workers among us. The Lemurian speaking, Magdalene speaks, Uriel speaks. So they're all giving their experience of our world, and it's always positive.
Mm.
I mean, it's not airy-fairy at all. Mm. I mean, it's what we're going through,
mm-hmm.
but really staying in the higher experience of it.
Wow.
And then Ashtar, who's in charge of the Galactic Command, came here because he came to me about... like 30 years ago, he actually physically manifested in the middle of my living room.
Ooh, girl.
And I was terrified. I was on my couch. And so someone had given me the book, Aliens Among Us by Ruth Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman had come to me and said it was her first lifetime on this planet. And this is like 30-something. Years ago, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, right now I've heard everything, you know. But when I regressed her back, we regressed her back to Venus. And it was amazing. And the way they fed themselves there, the feminine wasn't through food like we eat. It was through the planet. The light from the planet would sustain them.
Wow.
And giving birth was from the heart because they're more energy beings, you know. was amazing. And then, of course, the child was theirs, but the child belonged to everyone.
Wow.
So that was my first experience of really life on other planets. So she gave me the book, Aliens Among Us. So the first chapter talks about Ashtar in charge of the Galactic Command. So I'm laying on my couch and I thought, I'm a channel. I'm going to see if I can bring him through. And oh my God, did I? Because he manifested physically in the middle of my living room. And although the ceiling was there, I couldn't see him. I just saw this huge commander. He was in uniform. And I was scared. And I'm, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He said, this is all right. This is Commander Ashtar.
Wow.
So then Ashtar talked to me about my purpose here and all of that. And showed me how to turn my vibration up to higher dimensions. And so I went to bed that night and my heart just opened like having an orgasm of love.
Wow.
And then my third eye, I go to sleep, I wake up again, and my third eye opened and I knew everything. I didn't know how I knew it, but I just knew everything.
I've heard about these things.
It was amazing. Yeah. So then Ashtar started coming through in my workshops and showing us how to turn frequencies or vibrations up. And then this is really interesting. Because in the Creator Speaks, the Creator shows us that we have 12 lifetimes going on simultaneously.
Oh, lovely.
We could have one here, or we could have a couple on Earth, you know, other planets, other dimensions or whatever. And then a few years ago, he showed me that Ashtar is actually him in another dimension, and that they work very much together.
Oh.
That he's another aspect of his soul.
I mean, you know, it's like, I think about this, I ponder this, I assume you do too, and I hope some other people do, but it's like, I you know, even as a little girl, I go, what is this reality? Especially because, you know, I have precognitive dreams and things like that. And it's like, what the heck? If I'm tonight dreaming something that's happening tomorrow or next month, and I remember that I had that dream, you know, and the vastness of this universe, you know, not just this reality in third dimension, but I mean, the vastness of it is really, it is incomprehensible. And I've been in those spaces where, you know, where it's not, there are no words. I've been in those, you know, elevated where you, they're just feelings. And the man that had the near death experience, he, when he was, you know, looking through these kind of, they were like cells where people were in, and he said he had a knowing of their whole life and what they were doing and why they were there. And this, you know, this profound, you know, ability, I remember as a Catholic, God knows, all knowing, all seeing, all love, all, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you are in the consciousness of what would be a godlike experience. And, you know, but it's like, I mean, it kind of is overwhelming when I start really, you know, putting my attention there to try and figure out what the heck.
I don't think we can figure it out, Kat.
Thank you.
We just have to stay in the moment with it. And, you know, like Spirit shows me, we each have a piece of the puzzle. And we're all bringing our pieces together now and creating a whole, whatever that looks like or is going to look like. But I just know how many people that are waking up now is incredible.
You know that.
Oh, my God. So my sister and I did something with Tony Robbins, a four-day something recently. There were over 1 million people.
Over 1 million people doing that.
Yeah, from like 136 countries. I mean, look at all the people that are awake here that have written books and they have people following them. I mean, this huge awakening has happened on the planet.
Well, I know Gary Null has millions of listeners.
Yeah, I know he does.
Yeah.
So a huge awakening. And, you know, I think I told you when they took me up, you know, Jesus and Frank showed me the crystals.
Yes.
So did I say when I was up there this last week that they are huge crystals, just huge and beautiful and colorful. And that's what they're saying. This is a consciousness that has awakened on your planet now.
Well, you know, we always heard about the
144,000.
I know I'd get it right one of these days. Would you hear tell me? So have we gotten there yet?
Absolutely, we have. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm waiting for the popcorn and ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An interesting time here. I mean, we all go through the ups and downs of it. But I think as we stay connected, you know, it's like it's our connection to move through it. Mm-hmm. So for me, if I didn't have a connection to the source, I wouldn't be here. There's no way I could have gotten through this lifetime.
Yeah. I know you had a very challenging childhood, you know, as mm-hmm. did I, but yours was right. even more challenging.
And yet, as I look back, it was such a gift because I experienced so many things. And from that, when I'm working with people, I know what they're going through because I've lived it.
Yeah.
And from that, I have compassion and caring for people.
Compassion is so critical.
Absolutely.
And I don't think we can get to compassion unless God loves us so much that he gives us a direct experience. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going through shit and I'm going, thank you, God. I know you just love me so much. You want me to be so amazing that you're going to put me through all this S-H-I-T. Are you going to beat me now?
But from the other side, we wake up. It's amazing. Like I said, compassion, like Mother Teresa coming to me. Just think, that's someone's little boy. And my heart went, oh, my God. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of our experiences give us compassion for others. Compassion starts healing the world, you know, mm-hmm. because we're not in the judgments with each other.
And, yeah. Yeah. And that's
like you're saying with your friend now.
Yeah.
Where you can just have compassion for him and know it's his soul's journey here.
Yeah. And it isn't even a sense of compassion. It's just like acceptance.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Just and actually an interest, a mm-hmm. curiosity. Mm-hmm. Because it's a different life experience mm-hmm. that I'm not at all familiar with, and yet he feels very familiar to me.
Uh-huh. Well, that's because you've been together before. You know, you've come back together. The shiny has actually been your son, and that's a lot of the love that you're feeling.
Oh, him, sure.
That you're kind of a protector,
yeah,
right now of him,
yeah, right?
And they're saying it's from another lifetime when he was your child.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're showing me he was at war, and I don't do well with time, you know, just the frequencies of it. But he was killed in war.
Oh.
And they're showing me he was young.
Oh.
And you never got over it. You never got through it. So now he's back in this lifetime and you still have that caring for him.
Yeah.
Like a really deep love on some level.
Yeah.
And acceptance of him.
Yeah. And he has a lot of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
And just he's very kind,
mm-hmm.
you know. And anyway, it's been a gift, you mm-hmm. know,
for both of you, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
And that's what Spirit's talking about, coming full circle, where everyone in this lifetime, especially the ones we're coming together with now, have had major impacts on our soul's growth.
Oh.
That we've been together with them sometimes many, many times.
Oh, true.
And like I said, people say, oh, well, that's this lifetime. You know, it's the same pattern because
mm-hmm.
we've come into this lifetime to clear those patterns out and just come back together with love with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go into past lives, that's what it does. And from that, when we clear the energy from those lifetimes that you came into this lifetime to heal or free from, then there is forgiveness that takes place. You don't have that emotional connection to the person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And one more thing Spirit wants me to talk about is the DNA, which is so important right now. You know, we have, like years ago, scientists used to call it junk DNA. It's really our light DNA.
Yeah.
DNA connection to source.
Right.
So many years ago when I was diagnosed with cancer and I had two biopsies that said I had cancer, I started looking at like who in my life's had these health problems. And I could see that it was my father. So I thought, I'm going to see if I can go into his DNA. And I was blown away. Although we know we've become an extension of our parents and
right,
play it out.
Right.
I really experienced in his DNA system how I'd married my father. You know, we know it.
Oh, yeah, 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 sure.
I mean, it was just, yeah. So then I started doing soul retrieval in his DNA and bringing aspects of me that were connected in that DNA.
Wow.
Trapped in the DNA. And then I thought, if I can go through my father's, I can go through my mother's. So I did the same thing. And I had cancer surgery. I just thought, you know, I want to get on with my life. And when I went in for the surgery, not a trace of cancer was found.
Of course,
I changed my diet and everything also.
Sure.
You know,
right.
And
interesting.
So it's within us. We can go in and clear it out.
Well, I know you've had so many health challenges throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always suspected that you have had to go through those things in order for you to do the healing work that you do, because there's nothing like actually going through something order to, you know, actually be able to take care of it in someone else's body.
Yeah.
So
I know I'm really asking, okay. I've got it. I don't need to be sick.
Right. I know. It's like, gosh. Yeah. I know.
But it's the magic or the miracles of coming out of something, really learning how, and then assisting others out of it.
Right. Yeah.
I was doing a workshop, and this man in the workshop, both of his parents had been in Auschwitz. And they met after the war in Sweden, and the mother was in the hospital like for 2 years. And then when he was born, his life was a mess because he had the DNA of both parents. So when we went into the DNA to clear it out, he was terrified. He felt like this dark energy was chasing him.
Oh, my.
Which it was. So then we were able to go in and clear it out of him.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have so much in the DNA that it's what I call become an extension of, you know, whatever our parents have gone through, we're playing out on some level until we get to the place also where we say, I'm done. I've done this. You know, I don't need to play this story out any longer.
I'm now bored with this.
Yeah.
Can we carry on?
And then as we clear it out for us, we start clearing it out for others because we are each other.
In the collective.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I do know that, you know, that principle of that each of us does make that much difference. It's hard to comprehend that, you know, when one of us can, you know, make a big leap in consciousness, a shift in our way of being, that we have that ability to affect the entire consciousness in this dimension seems
because
a little daunting, but
the cells of each other, the soul.
It's tricky.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. So we're kind of getting close to the end of our time together, but what final kind of statement or idea?
Just
that
absolutely knowing where we're supposed to be right now. Mm. And even if it's challenging, know that for some reason your soul agreed to be here at the time on the earth so that we can really hold the light for one another to shift through this amazing ascension that we're going through and to really give thanks. And I know it's hard when we're in the middle of it. No, this lesson's come to me for a reason. Okay, what is this lesson here to teach me? And when you start asking, you're going to get it. Because spirit always says, we have so much around us, you know, ask, and you will receive. Maybe not at that moment because you still need to go through the emotions of it. But when you do and you get it, you're clearing it out and really stay connected to the source.
Hmm.
You know, just this little process I took you through
will
accumulate within your cells will become stronger and stronger in the light. It's like we're turning them on.
Yeah. You know, it's, discipline has always been a challenge for me. And I'm actually just, you know, jealous of, you know, Gary and Luann. They're so disciplined with all of their, you know, protocols and exercises and, you know, these things. And, you know, I don't know. It's almost like the best way that I always, you know, when I did all my personal development stuff was having, you know, a buddy system,
really helps.
Yeah, a group that we used to have these little support groups. Mm-hmm. And if I'm answerable to somebody for something, then I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I am committed to do something for somebody else, you can count on me. I can count on myself doing it.
You can. But, I know. You're amazing.
But to do it for myself, I suck. You know, I just have such a weakness there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's part of what's important is for us to see what our strengths and weaknesses are and to kind of connect with those people that can shore up the parts that we're not strong in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like successful people,
you know,
they have things that they're good at and then things are not. So what do? They hire people that can fill that aspect of themselves
to connect with it, like parts of a puzzle. You talked about you know, we're all, and I think that way, you know, we can feel the exhilaration and the joy, the thrill of seeing things actually manifesting in the way that we envision them to be, you know, because, you
know, light consciousness is so important.
Oh God. Yes.
Like my daughter is just so tuned in. And whenever I talk to her, I'm flying. We're both really tuned into that light.
Wow.
So it's important that we have our team, you know, our people we socialize with that are of like frequency.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I've kind of been dwelling in the regret of things that I wish I hadn't done, but I guess, you know, again, for some reason I went through these things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, how we've got to forgive ourselves and we got to forgive each other, you know, for our frailties and our mistakes and somehow, you know, rise to the occasion of that, you know, that part of ourselves that, I mean, over I think it was New Year's, I had, you know, dinner with myself and it was like, you know, I just said, I'm having dinner with my higher self. And
beautiful.
We always say, you know, we like to be around people that we feel we can be ourselves with.
Right.
And so my mantra for the new year is I want to be with people I can be my higher self with.
That's beautiful. I love it.
You know,
absolutely.
Because.
But I also think, Kathleen, if we can get into our heads that everything we've gone through has been for our soul's growth and that we chose it.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's hard to believe sometimes that we choose it,
but
we do. We do before we come down here. So then if you understand that for whatever your soul needed to learn, we can move out of the victim energy.
I hate that. I have another friend and associate, and she's written a book, A Victim No More.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through the whole process that she went through, which was quite horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lori, she wants to start traveling around the country and have Victim No More seminars and
beautiful.
Lectures and things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I think, something that would be a wonderful benefit for people as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll ask you one more question. And that would be... what would be the most important thing that you feel you have made a contribution to? I know that I should have asked you that sooner because I know that's something to ponder.
Just the evolution of consciousness. I mean, I'm so grateful for my path here.
Mm.
I'm grateful that even through my own experience, you know, like many has been hard, that through that I'm able to really assist others, you know, on their journey. And like when I'm doing workshops afterwards, it's like I want to cry inside, but not from pain, from thank you, God. I'm just so grateful to be able to make a difference in people's lives in whatever way my part of it is.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah. And I know that that is what you've done. I've witnessed it and I've experienced it. And I'm grateful to know you and be part of your experiment here on this earth.
And I'm grateful to know you. You're such a great cheerleader. I love you. You're amazing. And now it's cheerleading yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like I said, it's always so much easier for everyone else.
Yeah. We're going to get out the pom-poms right now. All right,
okay.
Everybody. I believe this brings our show to a close. So we thank all of you for listening, for tuning in. And again, actually, I'm going to give you my email. It's prsedona11@yahoo.com. I welcome any suggestions for guests on my show. And so with that, this is Kathleen Francis signing off. I hope all of you have a wonderful week ahead. And God bless all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.